Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. Now Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. In the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen the star in the east and come to worship him. Then Herod the king heard this. He was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written in the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means a least among the rulers of Judea, for from you shall become a ruler who will govern my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go search diligently for the child, and when you found him, bring me word, so I may to come worship him. When they heard this, they went on their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came rest over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going to the house where they saw child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Well, how do you follow our children being so amazing, absolutely amazing? Makes me feel very privileged to be part of such a wonderful church, and thank you to Dad, who no doubt helped with Rose. So that was very lovely indeed. Thank you. Thank you to Elaine, who put the service together this morning, which was really lovely, and it's just a joy to be here, and I echo that joy to see you standing, the people that have joined this church, this family. It absolutely is a family, and Peter and I haven't been here very long either, and we would echo that it is absolutely a family. So this morning we're just going to look at the journey of the Magi, the visit from the Magi. Now in some ways this is a familiar Bible story, or maybe you are more familiar with the term wise men, and we see them in the nativity scene, don't we? However you relate to them, they bring an important message to us all. Although the message they bring won't be the same for all of us, this is one of the wonderful ways in which God works in and through our lives. He knows each and every one of us, and the Bible, the Word of God, brings the message that we need to hear at such a time as this. Why? Because God knows us. He sees us and he loves us. And faith comes through hearing the Word of God, which is alive and living. So you will hear something different, possibly, to the person sitting next to you. And that's exciting because it means that you're going to leave here better off than when you arrived. Hold on to that. Great news. So the Magi went on a journey. Our lives are a journey, ever-changing and ever-challenging, just as Joan said to us this morning. I can certainly relate to that. But we don't need to be afraid because God is with us. Our journey actually gives us time to learn how to live the best life while here on earth. Time to grow in our understanding of whose and who we are. Time to realise what Genesis 1 verse 26 really means. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So often people travel at this time of year to be with friends and family and loved ones. You may have done something similar. What plans and preparations did you have to make? Often our plans will change depending on what we're expecting to do or encounter. The Magi, as we heard, took gold, frankincense and myrrh on their journey. Unusual gifts for a baby, but not for a baby born king. Just ponder that for a moment. Born king. What did celebrating the birth of this king really mean to you? Well, I'm sure that each one of us had different experiences over Christmas and it means something different to you. And we certainly saw that in today's Bible reading today that Rose read so beautifully from the book of Matthew. So let's take a closer look at the different responses to the journey that the Magi took and how the people they encountered along the way reacted to them. We know that the Magi had left the familiar and come into a new place, Jerusalem, which was the city of Judea. The rising star that they had seen previously had confirmed to them that something phenomenal was taking place, something extraordinary. The king had been born. The long-awaited Messiah had come to earth. The book of Matthew has many references to the Old Testament, so we can learn about the Magi as we look at the book of Daniel, a servant of God, which tells us, amongst other things, that he was chief over the Magi. God was with Daniel. He recognised God as being the Almighty. He knew that God had total sovereignty over his kingdom. And so the Magi's journey had begun when they were students under wise counsel, advice and direction of Daniel's teaching. Daniel had taught the men to carefully follow the wisdom of God through creation, to know how to interpret the skies, to read the stars and to discern the meaning of dreams. The Magi's journey was therefore inspired by God. They had taken the time to study in private so that God could use them publicly. They had seen the sign as an opportunity, were excited and made the most of the situation by taking action, wanting to find the baby that was born king, but they needed more information. So they paused at the palace, much to King Herod's annoyance. Their journey wasn't straightforward, and this is so often true in our lives, but if we really want to do something, we will find a way, and if we don't, we find excuses. The Magi found a way. And the palace seemed the obvious place to inquire about such an important event. The Magi had seen a change of events. They had witnessed his star that had compelled them to take action. Over the past month of December, we've seen lots of changes around here. There's trees out in the crescent, and you've probably got a tree in your house, which is actually quite outrageous when you think about it. But Jesus disrupts our familiar. I wonder, though, how much thought you've given to these significant events that have gone on through the month of December. Have you just let them pass you by as tradition? Or have you stopped and asked why? The Magi had no doubt studied many, many night skies. But this time they knew it was time to plan a journey, to leave the familiar and go to where they believed they would find fulfilment to their lives. In the midst of what they could have perceived to be an ordinary star-watching night, they chose to have an extraordinary attitude. Why is our attitude to the experiences of our life important? Well, Scripture tells us that we are to do everything with our whole heart as we serve the Lord. We are not to be lacking in zeal. I think that means that we should be living life with enthusiasm, living this life realising that our lives are an inspired gift from God, as we read in Genesis 1:26. We are made in the image of God, and we should be expecting him to do extraordinary things in our lives. That's something else to be excited about. So having arrived in Jerusalem, they asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Herod, not being pleased at all, quite the contrary, he was offended, to say the least. He was king. A king who ruled people with fear, Why were these people inquiring about another king? A king that wouldn't rule with fear, but serve with love. As a shepherd cares for his sheep, this king would care for his people. And this loving king was the one that the Magi wanted to worship, a king they had gifts for. But in Herod's thinking, there surely could be nobody greater than him. I wonder if any of us can relate to that reaction. I wonder how many times we have to deny our own fleshly desire to be king in our own lives. I heard somebody say the other day that they're often frustrated with themselves because they realise they get in the way of God's perfect plan for their life. Daily they remind themselves to get out of God's way. I too believe that it is a daily discipline to surrender our lives to the will of God. We are in a battle. Although we fight from a place of freedom, it does seem that the culture suggests that everything should be about me. And many people would have prepared and celebrated, but don't accept that Christmas is all about Jesus. There is no room in their lives for Jesus to be king. There is no receiving of God's free gift of reconciliation through his son. Herod was thinking of himself. He displayed his own selfish desires and was prepared to stoop very low to have his desire to rule satisfied. And despite inviting the Magi to return with the news of the baby's whereabouts so that he could worship, what he wanted to do was to rid the world of this baby Jesus. Certainly not worship. He was king and there wasn't room for another one. Fear or loss of power often results in violence, arguments, fighting, wars, and ultimately death, physical death, but so often death of relationships. Herod was fearful of losing his power, a worldly reaction to the authority of Almighty God that we see so often. However, Herod, feeling threatened, called the teachers of the law, the religious people, and asked for more information about this king. They responded with intelligence, knowledge and understanding of the prophecy recorded in Scripture. They were educated, learned people, but unmoved by the arrival of the Magi. Ironically, even reading the Scripture that they knew so well did not stir them into action. Contrast them with the Magi, who were unstoppable. They were filled with the Spirit of God. I imagine them rejoicing along their way, living life as described in Ephesians 5, verse 18 to 20. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. An extraordinary attitude on the way to worship an extraordinary King, Jesus. So despite any opposition from Herod or delays to a disturbance in Jerusalem, they carried on their journey. They had a purpose and took action to fulfil it. They had wandered in the dark. They had sought the counsel of Herod, sought the counsel of the religious leaders, sought Scripture. And once the prophecy from Micah chapter 5 verse 2 had been read, Herod sent them on their way. Notice here that God will even use our enemies for his good purpose, so we can be rejoicing always. The Magi focused on the word of God, trusting that the Scriptures would reveal the King to them. They carried on their journey to find Jesus as they realised that an encounter with the living God would transform the hearts and lives of all people so they could truly live. They were disciplined in achieving their promise that they had made to themselves to see the Messiah. We must remember always to turn to the Word of God to find our way. We must then discipline ourselves to keep our own promises, and then and only then we will have success and the promises of God working in our lives as we strive towards our God-given potential. Once we understand and know that nothing is impossible with God, who gives according to his riches, we can ask and make clear our intent to fulfil the desires he's put in our heart. Habakkuk 2 verse 2 says that we are to write down our plans. Jeremiah 30 verse 2 tells us, This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Write in a book all the words I have spoken to you. I have learned that this is something that many highly successful people do. So if you are planning to make some changes in your life in 2024, do what God's word says to do. Write it down. Ask God what his purpose is for you in your life. Get a clear vision, make it plain, and keep your plans in front of you. Don't run with your own plans like Herod did, but be like the Magi. Be prepared to leave the familiar, to find the king, and live an alternative life to the one that the world offers. Listen to the right voices. Recognize that God is always with you and wants to speak into your situation. He will use the sunrise, the stars, the sky, all that he has created to get your attention. Look around you. God wants to help you find the king. When we obediently practice keeping our word to ourselves as the Magi did, our confidence in God and ourselves will increase. We can see as we look back in the Old Testament how God had placed Daniel in just the right place to prepare these men to come into Jerusalem. As the Magi moved through Herod's court, stirring the people of Jerusalem, we see that by their actions they brought the good news of Jesus' birth to everyone's attention. God's plan was being fulfilled through their diligent obedience. You can live a purposeful life right now, fulfilling your purpose. What I want you to see is that God wants his people to be successful. So as you leave the familiar to reach your potential, you bring joy to your life, to that of your family and to your friends too, which brings glory to God, thus growing his kingdom. Thy kingdom come. So just as God had a plan or a journey for the Magi to take, he also has one for you and me. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and give you hope. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. So today we've learned that just as we prepared for Christmas, God is preparing us for his purpose. It's up to us to decide how we will respond to what we've heard. Will we seek Jesus like the Magi, or give him no room in our lives like Herod? Which response will take you on a journey to fulfil your purpose in 2024? Ephesians 5 verse 15 to 17 reminds us how to live. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. I believe that we have exciting times ahead of us at Whitley Lodge Baptist Church. Earlier this morning we celebrated all the exciting things that we've shared through 2023. We gave thanks for the various people that have joined our church. Together we can look ahead with excitement to see the plans that God has for us individually and as part of this church family. I'd like to encourage you again today, as we were encouraged during our November church meeting by John, to get on the pitch, to join the competing team, to be excited about all that God has got for us to do in this coming year, believing that our best days are always ahead of us. Let's be people that don't shrink our dreams, but instead we increase our faith, asking God to direct us, just as the Magi did. Then taking action, expecting and trusting God to guide us. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. 1 John 5 verse 4. I encourage you to bring your gifts to the King, lay them at the feet of Jesus, and do what Proverbs 23 verse 12 says to do. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the word of knowledge. Your life will only grow to the extent that you grow. Joshua 1 verse 8 says that we are to keep this book, the Bible, the Word of God, this book of the law always on our lips, to meditate on it day and night, so that we may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. God will not trust you or me with expensive gifts such as gold, frankincense and myrrh unless he knows that we will bring them into his kingdom, leaving them at the foot of Jesus, worshipping and praising God for all that he does for us. To grow, we must commit to reading our Bible, as we've just heard in Joshua. Reading it every day, making it a habit that we don't miss reading our Bible every day. Joining a weekly house group so that through the Word of God, we encourage each other and we stir up our faith. The Magi were overjoyed when they met Jesus. They were in the right place at the right time. And they were overjoyed. I believe that you are in the right place at the right time. So let's be people full of joy every day. Let's live with a calm delight in our hearts, knowing that our best days are truly ahead of us. If we do this, we will take the light and love of Jesus out into this hurting world, so that through God's Holy Spirit we see transformed, revived and healed lives within this community and beyond. Jesus did not come to bring a religion. God sent his Son to restore our relationship to him through his unmerited grace. It is the love of God in and through Christ Jesus that offers us an alternative way of living. As followers of Jesus, we can demonstrate a different lifestyle, a life with love at the centre of all that we do, where forgiveness and generosity are part of our cultural norms and faith in Jesus is at the centre of all that we do. Can you receive that gift today? I believe you can. During 2024, let's obediently ask each day for thy kingdom come, thy will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven, and obediently take up our royal position for such a time as this. Amen.